Garcia's What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, beaming through our affiliates 910 KCJB and Minot, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo, KLTC Dickinson, and AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bach and the Flag West. I'm Scott Hinman, along with K-Fire's radio god, Todd Mitchell. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well today, and a little bit of a froggy throat here, thanks to a late night in Grand Forks last night,
but
all for a good reason.
Don't be breathing all over
good
me
folks
now.
Last night gathered to the Pizza Ranch. Lots of fun seeing everybody there. Appreciated that very much. We have a busy program today. We're going to get right to it. Have a special guest in the first hour taking your calls, questions, and comments. And also next hour we'll meet a nurse. And a farm wife from Devil's Lake, Judy Estenson, who's shaking up the Republican Party a little bit, announcing a candidacy for ag commissioner against the sitting incumbent Doug Goring, plus some open phone time next hour as well. So all that coming up on the program. Without any further ado, though, we do want to welcome our special guest for this hour, who will be taking your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email's welcome to studio at whatsonyourmind.com. Radio.com, Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Hi, Heidi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Well, first off, let me apologize for last week. It was the usual event with that late-night flight out of D.C. into Minneapolis. Somehow that flight never flies, even though they schedule it. I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Might be time for a call to Delta Airlines to shake them up, get a call from the Senate office, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
I have called, and you can see what influence I have.
Say, we appreciate you doing this. I know we chatted briefly about some of the issues related to the BNSF train derailment at Castleton and also your human trafficking legislation, and I sort of at the end of that said, hey, would you ever come on and just take calls for an hour? And he said, yep, let's do it, and have been gracious about getting it scheduled. So we know the life of a senator is busy, and setting aside an hour to take calls is difficult to do, so we appreciate you doing that for our audience today.
Oh, and my pleasure.
And by the way, questions or comments, we have a lot of folks that have called in prior. Actually, they thought Heidi was going to be on Friday, and as she mentioned, a scheduling snafu with the airlines prevented that from happening. So we have some of those calls that you called in on Friday. We're going to get to those. And if you have any questions or comments directly for Senator Heitkamp, you're certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. Before we get to the calls, just want to ask you about the big news today, which is really the Senate passing the farm bills. Passed the House now and set to pass the Senate this afternoon. This is really good for North Dakota. Overall, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think we had a great cloture vote yesterday. I think we ended up with over 70 votes in favor of cloture. Doesn't mean that we're going to get 70 votes for final passage, but I have to tell you, Scott, I have a little not betting, because I wouldn't do that, but a little wagering based on, you know, who gets bragging rights. I think we're going to be closer to 70 than 60.
And talk about the significance of that, because this has been a bit of a battle, right? I mean, this has been quite a struggle ultimately to get. And I looked at the votes over in the House; pretty amazing. You had more House Republicans than House Democrats supported over there after a contentious time getting it through the House side, and it's been no easy shakes on the Senate side either, has it?
No, the Senate very quickly in 2012 passed a farm bill, which they were required to do or should have done, so that we wouldn't have had to do a year extension. But unfortunately, they weren't able to get a farm bill passed out of the House, and as a result, there was a extension passed, which expired in October of this year, of 2013. So we've been living on borrowed time, and the pressure here was coming from the dairy program, where without a continuation or without a change in the dairy program, we'd revert back to 1940 and 30 dairy policy, which was absurd. And so, you know, there was some pressure on this body to actually get the farm bill done. But I think, you know, the extraordinary bipartisan, bicameral leadership of both Chairman Lucas and Chairwoman Stabenow has really driven this farm bill. I think in a time of divided Congress, we're actually going to get something really big done. And this will be a five-year farm bill. There will be a lot of choices in there for our producers. We're going to have to do a lot of education on the farm bill, because there are changes that are being made. eliminating direct payments, eliminating SURE. They're going to have to make some choices in terms of whether they're going to go farm-wide or county-wide on some of the commodity programs. And so it's going to be a brave new world as it relates to a safety net for the commodity title. But crop insurance not only will stay the same, but it's enhanced where you can actually buy a policy that will cover the deductible. And so as we move the safety net of the farm bill to crop insurance, we've taken a couple big steps over there. It's not completely over there, but I think the next farm bill will, again, barring some kind of catastrophe with crop insurance, the next farm bill will, in fact, even move greater to the safety net of crop insurance for the southern crops.
Speaking of crop insurance, there's a lot of concern about the conservation compliance being tied to it. Here's a question we have from a listener about that for you, Senator Heitkamp.
Yes, I have a question for Senator Heitkamp. The Farm Bill, what conservation groups are writing the regulations for crop insurance? I hope this time the penalty equals the infraction, not a $50,000 fine for one plow furrow that some poor farmer didn't realize. This conservation stuff is on her party, and that's where it comes from. And her office is probably going to have to help all the farmers that are going to get caught for things they don't even know they're doing. Thank you.
Well, my first reaction is, ironically, this linking of crop insurance to conservation was done by Saxby Chambliss on the floor of the Senate in the 2012 when the Democrats introduced the 2012 Senate Farm Bill. We took conservation compliance out of it, and Saxby made sure it was put back in. Now, Saxby is a Republican from Georgia. Unfortunately for us, for Senator Hoeven and I, the momentum for this conservation compliance, we just got overwhelmed because all the major commodity groups and the major farm groups supported the conservation compliance. And so when we pushed back, as we did in the committee, we just got overwhelmed by not only a bipartisan pushback, but also with all of the commodity groups. Now, I will tell you, Senator Hoeven was able to get some concessions in the conference committee, which actually moved this forward and didn't do a look back for this, looked at how we can do this. But I think your listener is absolutely right. We need to be absolutely vigilant in making sure that we don't have irrational implementation of that conservation compliance. What do I mean by that? He's not exaggerating in his story. I have heard stories that would just absolutely frighten anyone where a farmer is threatened with a $500,000 penalty, but eventually after 3 years, it's all forgotten. Well, what's his life been for the last 3 years?
Yeah,
what's his family's life been? And so I'm going to have a conversation next week with the secretary, and I'm going to push him to really take a look at what's happening in North Dakota on conservation compliance and say, you know, this will make anyone mad. I don't care how you feel about conservation. If you look at this, what's happening in North Dakota is not fair. And so we need to have a broader discussion, not just on crop insurance going forward, but what's currently happening under the commodity title.
And you were vocal in your opposition to it, as of course Congressman Cramer and Senator Hoeven were as well. And I've heard others suggest that, you know, you mentioned Saxby Chambliss, a Republican, but Harry Reid runs the Senate, right? And Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat, is the chairman of the chairwoman of the House or the Senate Ag Committee. Why do you think you were not able to persuade, Debbie Stabenow and Harry Reid that this was bad ultimately for farmers?
Well, I think because when you're up against, when Senator Hoeven and I are up against Saxby Chambliss and a whole lot of Republicans, as well as every major conservation group, and incidentally, Scott, one of the reasons why the NRA has endorsed the Farm Bill is because of this provision. So we had some pretty stiff opposition. And the problem that you have being a North Dakota senator is a lot of those down river, what I call the I states, already did their tiling and their draining years ago. And so North Dakota maintained their wetlands for a lot longer period. And as a result, we've now become the flyway. We've now become kind of the conservation state.
Sure.
And it's really not fair to our producers. And
so now it's just a matter of mitigating the damage that you acknowledge could come from this part of it. Obviously.
Well, I think as Senator Hovind would tell you, though, he already got some mitigating provisions in terms of an amendment that it would only look forward. He was able to get, obviously participation from our groups in taking a look at how we're going to administer this going forward. But again, what we need to do is not just look at crop insurance and conservation compliance, but have a whole discussion about what's happening with penalties on farmers because of things that they've done. And I am fully aware and have been aware for a lot of years. I think a lot of the people...
Hold that thought if you would, Senator. We're up against a hard break. We'll continue with more. That's right. Hang on one tight. More coming up, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. We have Jerry in Fargo, Kurt in Bismarck, Steve in Fargo, Barry in Minot, and Donna in Edinburgh waiting to go. Before we get to the calls here, just to finish on the Farm Bill, we did have a Facebook comment on another controversial part of the Farm Bill, and that was the food stamp program. And Adam posted on our Facebook page asking whether or not considering spending had increased from around $37 billion a year in 08 to around $80 billion a year in 2013. Do you agree with other Democrats who think eliminating about $800 million a year from the current totals is stealing or in some way anti-children? Or do you agree that it needed to be reined in even by such a small amount, in this case, right around 1%?
Well, I agree that with the conference committee, when they basically did meaningful reform to what's called heat and eat, which is these states, northeastern states mainly, who have qualified a whole lot more people for food stamps than what was anticipated, because there's a glitch in the law that if you get paid $1 in LIHEAP, which is fuel assistance, you're qualified for food stamps. No one ever thought that was right. And so that loophole was closed. I don't think that's stealing from children. I don't think that that is going to put anyone in jeopardy or in harm. I think that it is a rational response. Now, getting back to bringing food stamp costs under control, remember also that there's $11 billion of savings in food stamps by the phase out of stimulus. And so not only when we look at that eight, you actually have to add the 11 of stimulus that's in there. I think the food stamp program is still great public, has great public support and is still a great nutrition program. I think we've made meaningful reforms this year in the food stamp program.
All right, let's get your calls here. Jerry Fargo for Senator Heidi Heitkamp. You're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
My main thing is one of your campaign promises was how you were going to take on the EPA and help protect North Dakota coal industry and all that. And in light of what happened here a couple of weeks ago, a big meeting in Bismarck with the Regional 8 director, and after reading that article in the paper, I'm just appalled at, number one, that we potentially could face a 45% rate increase on our utility bill. So after I got my January bill and I looked at it and I thought about 45%, I don't know if I can afford energy anymore. So my question to you is this. Number one, what are you going to be doing to rein in the EPA and protect our coal industry? And number two, how are you going to protect us from receiving this 45% rate increase that potentially could happen? Thank you, Senator.
Well, right now your bill shouldn't have gone up because of any increased regulation on coal-fired power plants yet, because both of the existing source rules, which haven't been written yet, which is part of the discussion that we're having with EPA, have not even been written, and the new source performance rules were just noticed. And so the new source performance rules, which basically put CO2 restrictions on new fired coal plants, haven't taken effect. One of the big concerns that I have, we're working at this 24/7, and after this farm bill's passed, this is going to be a big push of ours, which is we have a president who says all of the above, but yet we don't see all of the above in policies. And what's happening to the coal industry is you have all this regulatory pressure. And you know, I'm not someone who always says there's a war on something, but there is a war on coal. And we've got all of this regulatory pressure coupled with reduced prices for natural gas. That is shifting fuel sources over to natural gas in terms of generation of electricity. And I think if we leave coal behind, he's exactly right. We will see increases in utility bills that a lot of people living on fixed incomes can't afford. So what are we doing about it? First off, we're pushing back every way we can, including potentially filing an amicus brief in the Supreme Court. We're writing regulations. We're meeting with the administration. We're meeting with colleagues here about what's the sensible path forward for new source performance standards. And we are going to be having a very tough discussion on existing sources because we cannot leave coal behind. And so I think you're going to see a lot of the work that we're doing with my colleagues. And honestly, I think the pushback needs to be a good, hardcore contingent of moderate Democrats who say enough is enough, and we need to pay attention, not just to, you know, your idea of what we need to do for the environment, but what we do for people living on fixed incomes. Scott, I want to, you know, just a story, because I think it so illustrates kind of the short-sightedness of people who will just jump at kind of the latest shiny object in the whole discussion on climate. So we have people in California who put solar panels on their roof, right? And the utility companies are required to buy that. Well, who can afford solar panels on their roof? Tends to be among the wealthiest and you know, people who want to feel green. But those solar panels and the relationship they have with the utility is raising the utility prices for women who live on fixed incomes, our grandmas, our kids, you know, and I just think that's enormously short-sighted in terms of valid energy policy. And so we're going to be pushing back pretty hard here.
Kurt Bismarck, you're next with Senator Heidi Heitkamp on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kurt, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Good, sir.
It's Heidi, I'm calling in about the federal law enforcement. I know that you are in a struggle, you and Senator Hovind, with the delegation from Montana, and I want you to know that I have a ranch up here in Mandaree, and your struggle is needed. The drug problem and the violence that's taking place up here in the Bakken, I'm not one to curse the oil industry of the Bakken, but this criminal activity is just getting out of hand, and I appreciate your efforts to move that get that FBI office back here. And my question is, in this next budget round, are you and the Montana delegation going to be fighting to ensure that both offices, both states have the required federal law enforcement that is needed up here at this time and place?
Absolutely, Kurt. And one of the things, you know, we're obviously in a disagreement about whether we were entitled or those FBI agents were in fact slated to be in Williston. We've heard stories that they basically couldn't find housing in Williston, couldn't find office space, and as a result moved across the border into Sydney. You know, the reality is why everybody's fighting so hard is we all need them. We all need, and Sydney is within proximity to Fort Peck, which also is experiencing some of this increase and uptick in crime. The FBI has primary jurisdiction both on Standing Rock and on Fort Peck to do the investigations of major crimes. That's why it's so critical that we get federal officials out there, because I know there might be a lot of listeners that you have, Scott, who are saying, well, why don't you just get more county sheriffs? But the FBI has primary responsibility. We have got to get more FBI agents on the ground. We've got to get more DEA agents. We've got to get better training for the folks who are working collaboratively. And I've had this discussion with North Dakota law enforcement. It was interesting in the latest poll that was taken by the Petroleum Council, the concern that people have in oil country, both all across North Dakota, as an impact has really been the uptick in crime. And we need federal and state enhancement responsibilities, or not responsibilities, but enhancement resources to manage this this new element. And it's not an exaggeration to say that we've got major gangs and major cartels in the North Dakota oil patch.
Appreciate the call, Kurt. Thank you. Steve and Fargo, you're next on Obamacare. When we come back, we're chatting with Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Your calls for her till the top of the hour at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll continue on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deals. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us tomorrow, Wednesday, on Talk Radio Town Hall Day, each and every Wednesday, taking your calls. This hour, we're chatting with Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who's found an hour in her schedule to take your calls for us today. We appreciate that. We're going to keep rolling so we can get to all of you at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550 with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. And Steve in Fargo, you're next for Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Your question on Obamacare, correct? Wait a minute here, Steve. I got to press the right button here. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, that's correct. I've got a letter in front of me dated December 30th, signed by Heidi. And thank you, Heidi, for sending out this detailed response. This thing was manipulated and extrapolated to an extent that it's not a lie, but the representation and the attempt to put a positive spin on what is Obamacare. I think if we're not going to lie to each other, we all have to start talking in terms of this isn't a train wreck. This is, you know, two jumbo jets colliding is how bad this thing is. And my frustration with it is massive. But the big thing is the, quote, big lie. And everyone's talking about the big lie being you can keep your plan, you can keep your doctor. That's nothing. The big lie is that if you make more than $60,000 a year, your cost of insurance is going up 25 to 70%, and your deductible and co-payments are going up as well because we're simply overcharging young, healthy people to provide coverage for the uninsured and the old. And that's what this thing's designed to do, and it's a kick in the teeth to every hardworking American that falls into that category. Will someone from the Democratic Party please admit that this is a transfer of expenses from one group to another? Is that possible?
Well, I think there are going to be studies that are going to be done afterwards. And when you have the 3-to-1, which means you can't charge an elderly person more than three times what a young person is charged, you see the Republicans responding to that going to 1-to-5, which means that elderly insurance, you know, people who are over the age of 50 who have to go onto the marketplace and buy insurance because they don't get it from their employer will actually get hit much harder. And so, you know, when we go back and take a look at kind of the economics of this overall, I think that there will be cost shifting. I'm not going to lie to you. I think that we've seen it in the calls that we've gotten right here in the office. We're trying to, you know, work within groups of people to try and identify what those struggles are. One of them is the marriage penalty, and I won't get into the detail on that. One is the concern of small business people that needs to be addressed. One of those concerns is, you know, the big lie, which was, you know, you can keep your health insurance if you want to. The problem is that at this point, even among my most conservative friends here, I think most people realize that a strategy of saying we're going to repeal it will not be a successful strategy. It's not going to happen. And so what we need to do is we need to fix it. We need to take a look at what are those things that can address the greatest number of concerns that people have about what has happened to their health insurance. And I will not tell you that this law is perfect. I won't tell you that it doesn't need to be fixed because I've never believed that. I think there's good things that are in the law, like not kicking people off insurance if they've had a health challenge, not denying people health insurance if they've had a health challenge in the past, taking a look at adding our kids to our health insurance. And so as he says, you're shifting the burden. We also have added literally millions of kids under the age of 26 have health insurance that never had it before.
Is the caller right that it's a disaster? I mean, he's talking about 747s colliding, okay?
Well,
and you're talking about things that I think everybody agrees, you know, needed some reform. What about the arguments that this is just a total disaster?
Well, I think quite honestly that how you see this depends on your political lens and your ideology. It is not a complete disaster. I think a complete disaster would be people walking in and not having health insurance if they get sick.
Isn't that kind of what's happening when you look at 2 million people get new insurance, but 5 million are kicked off?
Well, I think those numbers are in great dispute, Scott. I think there are too many people who got kicked off their health insurance, including people in North Dakota. And when the health insurer was given an opportunity to reinstate those policies, they decided not to in North Dakota. And so that's a challenge that we have just with a very small marketplace and a small number of providers.
I don't get the sense that it's a partisan thing, right? I mean, I think fierce partisans hate Obamacare, obviously, right? And it's just sort of knee-jerk to hate it. But I'm amazed at the people that I hear that I would not consider the usual suspects that would even weigh in on a topic that just see this as awful. I got an email the other day from a business owner. And he said, hey, I'm a small business, less than 50 employees, got Blue Cross Blue Shield. The plan is going up 30% February 1. If I change from my current plan, I have to go into the individual market and insure every employee separately, and I'll pay 35% more for less coverage. The feds don't have a small business group plan ready and won't until next year, and I don't qualify for the large plan. So I'm faced with dropping coverage or eating an increase, in his case, of $100,000 a year, saying, and if I wanted to ask my employees to cover a portion of the increase or have, you know, to go into the individual market, I've consulted with two consultants, Sanford Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they say, can't do it, and have few options that are good for my employees or me. I mean, and that doesn't seem partisan to me. That just seems like a real-world impact from it. Am I wrong?
Well, I think it is a real-world impact. I'm not going to deny that's happening, but some of what's happening in North Dakota in terms of the business plans is because there is a need. It would be happening whether Obamacare had passed or not, right? I mean, we saw a trajectory of increases in insurance policy costs that was way beyond inflation to begin with. And so, you know, when you look at these small market plans and you look at the availability of a broader opportunity of people to get into the marketplace and actually see some meaningful competition, I think one of the things we're restricted by in North Dakota is exactly that. And one of the arguments that I would make that was a mistake in the health care law is not opening up a national insurance market. I don't disagree with Republicans on that. I think competition is good, and if we're offering good plans at a fair price, we should be able to compete. And we're seeing that. I don't know what's going to happen with the shop, as it's called, the business marketplace. But we're delaying, or at least the president has delayed since 2015, any kind of employer mandate. But this employer makes an excellent point, which is, look, I'm a good guy. I'm doing what I think you should do responsibly, which is offer my employees health insurance, and now I've got a $100,000 bill I don't know how to pay. And so that creates a real problem for us as we go forward.
Steve, appreciate the call. And we have other calls on.
I understand the mandate doesn't affect him.
We have other calls on Obamacare. One that came in before the show.
There needed to be changes to Obamacare. What changes did she put forth?
Well, I've signed on a number of proposals, and we're working on a broader package. And this is what I will tell you. Number one, I am deeply concerned about the mandate on the number of hours. And I don't think people can hide their head in the sand and say it's not going to happen. I think it will happen, that we will have more and more people working part-time because we have forced health insurance. So we need to take a look at a couple things. Number one, whether 50 employees is the right number on the mandate, and whether, in fact, we need to adjust the whole process of how many hours before it kicks in. So I'm really concerned about what's going to happen for small business and for people employed by small business. I think we need to tell people they can keep their health plan. I think the government needs to live up to their word. And so we've been supporting those efforts. I think we need to take a look at another category of health care plans, like what we've been calling the copper plan, which is, in fact, that plan which would offer catastrophic care, not just to young people, but anyone who wants to buy it and is willing to take some risk. I think we need to expand health savings accounts. Another Republican idea that I totally agree with, and probably not for the reasons that people think, which is, you know, we need to cherry pick, and it's a long story, but I think we need to reconnect the consumer with the cost of health care. You know,
well, you'd have the power to do that, obviously being in the majority party in the Senate and having, I would think, a willing ear from the president on this, wouldn't you? I mean, you're going to be more successful than the Republicans are in getting these changes, aren't you?
I would hope so. And, you know, we have a growing number of people who are not, I mean, it's been written a lot about the 14ers. And let me tell you, the group that I'm involved with are who just got elected, who quite frankly think that having a hard, we're right and they're wrong and we aren't going to do anything, that is not a formula for success, not because of politics, but because we are working on people's, one of the things that is absolutely the most important thing that people have, which is their health insurance, and we need to open up our ears and listen to the real world problems and provide real solutions.
Barry and Minot, next to Senator Heitkamp. Thanks for waiting. You're on. What's on your mind? Barry, the floor is yours for Senator Heitkamp. Go ahead, Barry.
Thank you. I have a question, Senator Heitkamp. You all go to Washington, take an oath, and the president takes that same oath to defend the Constitution and uphold the laws. Yet we see on a continual basis the president violates that all the time. Obamacare makes changes, which only you, as a representative, and Holman and Kramer can do, but you let him do it. Why? And immigration's another thing he does. He does all the time, because I'm involved with that on a daily basis, and we basically can't enforce the laws anymore.
I think what the caller is getting at is some of the things that Obama has done, like, say, I'm going to not enforce certain provisions of deportations for the Dreamers. Is that one of the concerns?
Not that he's part of it, but every one of those people is a criminal. I don't care if you want immigration or not. The only reform we really need to is enforce the laws we already have. I have a family that has more than 10 people that's been involved with this in the last 50 years, and they all know the same thing I do. If we can enforce the laws, the immigration problem would go away in a pretty short period of time.
Well, I guess I would have to say that this president actually is getting dinged quite a bit, not only by folks within the country, but also internationally, for having a record number of deportations under his administration. And so I think that the question is whether, in fact, we can find a way to deport and to enforce this law against 13 million people. And obviously, I supported the meaningful, I think, reform bill in the Senate, immigration reform. Obviously, I think your caller wouldn't agree with that support, but I do think that we need to get people right with it. We need to find people because they have, in fact, broken the law, and we need to get the immigration system fixed.
All right, but short break. Barry, thanks a bunch. We'll continue on the other side of the break with Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Don't go away, folks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes, and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible, USSND.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, final segment with our chat with Senator Heidi Heitkamp today, and I apologize in advance, we're not going to get to all the calls, but Hopefully she'll do this again sometime, but we're going to get to as many as we can. We've got a lot of questions about Keystone XL pipeline, so I'll just summarize that. And mostly the ire of the people we hear from is the president kowtowing to environmentalists. Is the president kowtowing to environmentalists on Keystone XL pipeline, and when will the darn thing be approved?
Well, the answer is yes. I think he is, and I think that he risks not only a good energy policy for this country, for North America, but he also is risking, in my opinion, a relationship with Canada, who's getting pretty fed up. And so we're going to be talking more today. We have a press conference with Senator Hovind, who really has, in many ways, taken a huge lead on Keystone. But I just want a decision, Scott. At this point, I don't even care what it is, if it's yes or no. Obviously, we want a yes decision, but if it's a no decision, then we can react to it in the Congress, and I think that we'll be able to persuade enough of our colleagues to actually approve the Keystone Pipeline. But without a decision, there's just it's just too difficult to get people to kind of jump on one end or the other, the people that we need to persuade to make this happen. And so I'm going to continue to be as vocal as what I can be, and hopefully we'll shorten up the time and get an answer.
Speaking of being vocal, have you told him to your face that you believe he's wrong on this?
Yeah. I mean, there's no mystery to my position on Keystone Pipeline. It's been the same.
I'm just kind of curious. So how does he react? Is he nice about it? Is he giving any kind of plausible reason?
It's along with the whole other laundry list that Scott. So I don't get much time. I'm not really the flavor of the month. I'm hitting them on new source performance standards and on Keystone and really taking a look at not criticizing the oil and gas industry at the same time you're bragging about making the industry, we're producing more than we're importing. I mean, that probably my biggest concerns with the president revolve around energy.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Jim Burke County, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Go ahead. Jim, we can't hear you. Are you there? Jim, go ahead.
Whoops.
I'm sorry. We don't hear him. So you let me know. Let's try Donna in Edinburgh. Is Donna there? All right. The lines are freezing up. So you've melted the phone line, Senator.
I was going to say, congratulations there. That's a first.
Dan, when you get that figured out, let us know. Here's a Facebook question. I have a problem with Senator Heitkamp leading the way on flood insurance increases. Does she not live next to the Missouri River? If you're going to live next to the water, you should not be able to get a bailout from the federal government. This goes for anyone, anywhere. The federal government is going to lose billions by not raising these rates, and the rich are the ones benefiting. I understand there's hurricanes and natural disasters, but the wise man built his house on the rock.
Well, if I can just respond to that, Scott, number one, I've never had flood insurance, probably never will get flood insurance. It doesn't really cover a whole lot in my area, and so this isn't personal to me, and I doubt that it's personal to Senator Hovind, but it is personal to the people up in Grafton who had $950 policies, have never made a claim, and their policy now is almost four times that. I know people are concerned about, whether this in fact is a giveaway to people who make bad choices, but people made choices knowing what that flood insurance rate was, that I can afford that house, and now the house has become unaffordable. And so we need a look back. We need to take a look at what FEMA's doing to actually implement the procedures and policies of Biggert Waters, which is supposed to be market-based flood insurance. And we didn't repeal Biggert Waters. What we did is let's put a hold on it. Let's find out what we can do. I'm not going to apologize for helping people out who are experiencing, dramatic increases in their flood insurance, which I think are irrational and ill-advised.
All right. Off-air call for
Wayne, and I'd like to leave a question for Heidi Heitkamp. Harry Reid and the Democrats changed the rules of the Senate so it only takes 51 votes to approve a new judge instead of the 60, which is, this rule's been in place for many, many years. I want to know why she thinks that's okay.
Well, my answer would be I think it's okay because we weren't getting anything done other than arguing about nominations. And since we changed that rule and actually broke the logjam on nominations, we've gotten a budget. We've gotten appropriations in regular order. We're going to get a farm bill. We got flood insurance delay. And we've seen a lot of things move forward because we're not spending every day arguing about judges. And remember this, that it doesn't apply to Supreme Court judges, just those down ballot judges, and it doesn't apply to bills. And so you still need the 60% that pretty much has become the standard here. But I think when you look at the results and you look at what's happened since we changed the rules, we've done a pretty good job moving things forward for the first time since I've been here.
My apologies to the folks that we're not going to get in. And if you do want to call back, we have that 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message. We'll at least forward the questions on to Senator Heitkamp. And better yet, we'd love to have you come back and do this sometime again soon. Are you up for that?
You bet.
Well, thank you for the time today. We appreciate it very much. And
you bet. It went fast.
It doesn't it, though? It's just like a blink, and it's gone, for crying out loud, you know. So, anyway, good luck on that press conference on the Keystone XL pipeline. We'll hope that it's heard at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It'd be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Well, all I can say is this is irrational. The Keystone pipeline demonstrates for me the great irrationality that is Washington, D.C.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, maybe you want to come back to Bismarck and try and effect change here instead of there. Is that in your future?
What, coming back to Bismarck? Actually, I live in Mandan, so when I come home, it's in
Mandan.
That's a very
important
question.
Thanks, Senator. Good to talk to you.
800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.